Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes, it's another day the Lord has kept us, and I'm so glad about it. I tell you, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, how about you? And all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Oh, I thank God for keeping me. I thank God for delivering me. Oh, my God. When I look back over my life and I think things over, oh, yes, I thank God for saving me. I thank him this morning. I thank him because there's so many that was here on even yesterday that's not here today, but he allowed us to see another day of grace and mercy. Aren't you glad about it today? I tell you, I'm so glad. When I look around and I see all the violence and, you know, the destruction and chaos and everything, oh, my God, and in the midst of it, God is yet keeping us, protecting us in a day and time like this. I tell you, he warned us in the word of God that these times would come. These would be the end time. These would be the signs. Oh, I see the sign. I tell you, judgment has begun. And, you know, people don't want to hear that. They always, oh, you know, y'all always talking about God is judge. Oh, yes, I'm going according to the word of God. Oh, yes, judgment has begun. And it's began in the house of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you this morning for another day. You kept us. You kept us with our minds stayed on you. You kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger, seen and unseen. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for another day, oh, God. We pray in the name of Jesus for our families on today, our children, our loved ones on today, our family and friends and even our enemies on today. We pray for them in a special way, those that hate us without a cause for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you would deal with their hearts and their mind. You will uncover their eyes, oh God, that they may be able to see, oh God, see the signs of judgment, see the signs of the time in this last hour, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every foul spirit on today that's not like you. We pray for those that are dealing with different issues, oh God, even suicidal, oh God, and those that have lost loved ones on today. We plead the blood of Jesus that you would cover them today, protect them in every way. We just thank you, God. Think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay. Help me to make a difference in these last and evil days. In Jesus' name we pray. The devil's defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. I know some say, well, why are you saying that the Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today? Because some people don't even believe that the Spirit of God exists or even in the world today. I mean, but if he's not here, how are you going to get saved? How are you going to get set free and delivered? But his presence is still here today to save you, to heal you, to deliver you, to set you free from the hands of the enemy. And we, of course, we know the enemy exists because he's killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives. But you don't have to let him do it to you today, because you can hear the word of God. And he said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto you on today. We just thank him. I tell you, like I said, we see so much stuff going on. And I tell you, we've been talking about judgment. I'm telling you, yes, judgment. Judgment is here. You know how we know it? How we know? How we know? How we know? Ready, church? How we know? Because the Bible says a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. And that's how we know. We see God's judgment all around about us today. Yeah, you waiting on it? You waiting on judgment? Judgment has begun, honey. Oh, judgment has begun. I'm telling you, this nation, oh, my God. And the word of God, the nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. We're going to read that right now. What we do is confirm it with the word of God, what we have to say here at the Ready Church. It says in Psalms, let me go to Psalms. Right quick, grab your Bible, grab your roadmap from earth to heaven. It will lead you from earth to heaven. If you want to know how to get to heaven, it's your basic instructions before leaving earth. Oh, yes, B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. I stand upon the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Oh, yes, I tell you, thank you, God. We need to teach that to our young people today. And even to some of the older ones, so I'm telling you, some people still doing the same old thing, getting the same old results, not seeking God, not trying everything else, but still won't try Jesus. Oh, my God. I tell you, your life will never be the same. He'll change you from the inside out. Oh, yes, he will. He'll deal with that heart, oh, God. Oh, yes, he will. Psalms 19. And verse 7, confirm it with the word. Verse 7, Psalm 19. Is a light this morning. As I said, I'm not a preacher. So I may not have it all down pat. Lord have mercy. Nation, it's God. Is it 9 and 7? Thank you, God. Devil's a lie this morning. It's 9 and 17, y'all. I know it was either 19 and 7 or 9 and 7. It said the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. And Lord, no, we can truly look around and see that this nation has forgotten God. This nation has forgotten God. And judgment, we see it. We ain't waiting on it. Judgment has begun, y'all. I'm telling you, all this foolishness all around about us, the word of God says judgment must begin in the house of God. And it's that a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. And right now, we're going to Romans 1. The word of God is the only thing going to save you, only thing going to keep you, only thing to deliver you from your sin. I know they're saying ain't no sin. Lord, no, but the word of God is all unrighteousness is sin. Oh, yes. Romans 1 and 18 says, for the wrath of God, which is judgment, for the wrath of God is revealed, meaning made known, uncovered from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men that hold truth in unrighteousness. We see how people are doing today, holding what? Ungodliness and unrighteousness in truth, saying, this is the truth, eh, honey? God is pleased at what we're doing. You know, I don't know what you're talking about. Red at church, y'all talking about, you know, you can't cuss, you can't drink, you can't. Oh, my God. The word of God says it. It says all unrighteousness, all ungodliness of men, you're holding it in truth. It's unrighteousness, y'all. It's unrighteousness. We can see it. It's a lot of unrighteous things. It's a lot of wrong. It's a lot of wicked and dirty stuff going on. In Jesus' name, calling it truth, calling it right. It's wrong. It's wrong. If it was wrong 40, 50, 60 years ago, when your mama and them and grandma and auntie and all them was here, guess what? It's still wrong. Because the word of God said, and the Bible said that his word don't change. So what he was saying 40, 50, 60 years ago, y'all, come on, he's still saying today. He said his word don't change. He said I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Forevermore. So God ain't doing a new thing. If it's new, it ain't true. Because he said he ain't doing nothing new. He said it's nothing new under the sun. So if it's new, it's not true, y'all. Get back to truth. God's word is truth. Yes, this nation has went wrong by disobeying God, and his judgment is upon us. That's what he's saying. God's judgment. You know, I was even thinking, Matt, you know, I said, Lord have mercy, I was looking at deep to heaven and stuff, and I said, oh, my God. I mean, and people, the comments and stuff that people making over this preacher, you know, this singer, I'm telling you. I mean, it was so disrespectful. That video, y'all need to go up there and see what I'm talking about. And they're supposed to be men of God leading people, you know, setting an example, but it's disrespectful, it's dishonorable, it's distasteful, it's disgrace. It's just a disgrace to a holy God. Saying, you know, they can just do whatever they want to do, all in the name of Jesus. He's a liar. He's using these ministers to take you down and take you away. God's judgment is here. It's an eternal judgment, separating you from your God, the true and living God. When Adam and Eve failed and disobeyed God, you know, that's when Jesus had to come. He's the second Adam. He come to restore us back. Well, they fail by disobeying and abandoning God's word. And that's what's going on with these preachers. They have abandoned God's word. And judgment is in the house of God. They got everything going on in the house of God. Bible said in Revelation 18, let's go there. I don't never know which way to go. I just want that. We'll bust up everything that the devil is doing. Yes, I can, in Jesus' name. It's in Revelation 18, and verse 2, it said, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great is fallen and has fallen and has become a habitation of devils, holding every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunken the wine of her wrath and her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through their abundance of her delicacy. I'm telling you, it's money, sex, and materialism. This is why God's judgment has come in the house of God, because those preachers, the gatekeepers, didn't watch and pray, and they're supposed to be watching for people's soul, and the word of God said, how can you hear without a preacher? But if the preacher ain't preaching the word of God, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Why are you hearing the word of God? But ain't preaching the word of God. I'm telling you, judgment must begin in the house of God. And I look around, and I was thinking back, I said, Lord have mercy. And it's like the Lord had me to look up sex revolution. And I was like, well, when did all this stuff, because see, the church is filthy. The leaders are filthy. All they're thinking about is sex and money and fame and a name, and they're playing games. I'm telling you, And I was like, okay, so I looked up that, and it was talking about in 1870 and 1910, Victorian morality lost its universal appeal. However, it did not lead to a rise of a permissive society. So, okay, we know that morally thing was beginning to fall, but then when I read to in 1970, the sex look, because we know people going back to the 70s, oldies, but goodies, even in the church. I mean, they wearing wigs and the dashikis and all that, taking it back, Afro wigs and all that, and big gear and high heel shoes, you know, and the men with the high heels. Oh, my God. Going back. I mean, come on now. And what was you doing back in the 70s? You know, come on. Now you're in the church and you done brought that mess in the house of God, and y'all leaders supposed to be leading people, delivering people, leading them to Christ, and you leading them to yourself, to flesh. That's why the church is in a mess, flesh everywhere. Judgment has begun in the house of God, y'all. It says here in this article, it says in the 70s, the sexual revolution, the women's movement, and the gay liberation movement combined to make 1970 an era of cultural change. Oh, yes. And it said in 1966, sexual revolution, human sexual response in 1966 was the first volume published to be followed for four years later by Human Sexual Equivalent. In 1970, both books were based on midway through the decades of the population of rock and roll music and increase in use of marijuana, LSD, and other drugs among the youth, widespread publicly displaying nudity and new openness about sexuality contribute to the awareness of a radical culture, changing the public instinct in sex and has been growing since the late 1940s. On the number of volumes and magazines and articles and books and dealing with sex and explicit sexual. Already in 1950, a number of famous novels that had been previously been banned because of their sexual exploitation, such as D.H. Lawrence and Lady Chatterley Love and Henry Miller. And it said, and the topic of cancer began to be published in the United States advanced books like Sex and Single Girls in 1962. So look, I'm telling you, and then they said in 1963, the feminist Mystique initiated the revival discussing the sex and gender roles. Yeah, we got to get, I'm telling you, everything came in through this, through flesh. Through flesh. Flesh is a flesh. What is this? When you start dropping your morals and your values and everything, this nation, that's when it went down. Flesh, nothing good in your flesh. The Bible says there's nothing good in your flesh. The devil uses your flesh. He uses your flesh to want to accept money, you know, they bribing you for people's soul. These ministers were paid to destroy you, to take you away from truth. Just like Judas betrayed Jesus, they betrayed Jesus. Everything is about money. Look at Judas. He was paid 30 pieces of silver to betray Jesus. Look at Delilah and Samson. Delilah was paid too. I mean, come on. Everything is about money. It's about money. And these preachers, they, you know, they fail for this stuff, you know. And the word of God says, you know, even Jesus, you know, the devil took Jesus up to the high pinnacle and tried to show him all that he would give him, all the kingdoms of the earth. Look at all this I offer you. And this, I think we're going to pay for example. Jesus was a perfect example of what we're supposed to do. You, when the devil came to these preachers and offered them this money and, you know, and stuff, houses and cars and fame and name and, you know, books and success, they're supposed to win. They're supposed to do what the word says. That is written. That's what I tell the Lord does that. That's what, I mean, come on. I mean, when you say you gave your life to the Lord, you're supposed to behold all things become new. You shouldn't have that same mindset that you had before you got saved. But you know what? Some of these people never been saved. You know, they angry with the church, angry with God, and figured out a way to get back, and they think, at God. That's what's going on. People are angry. Angry, you know, because your daddy won't dare. Angry because, you know, your mama won't dare, you know. I mean, come on. Angry, just angry, you know. My God. So now, you know, the devil said, well, okay, we're going to use the church. We'll get back at God through the church. And that's what they're trying to do. But you, I'm telling you, oh, you're digging a hole for yourself because you got to stand before God and give an account of these things y'all doing for money. And thing that I heard T.D. Jakes, I mean, he going to look up at the dirt and say he did what he wanted to do before he left. Oh, my God. Y'all ain't paying attention to the stuff people saying. He said the wolves is coming. Oh, yes. And the wolves, they showed up and all they packed right with them. I'm telling you. Oh, it's just so, it's such a shame. It's a shame. God's got an eternal judgment coming, y'all. This is judgment that's going on right now. You know, reprobated minds, people minds so twisted. That's why you can do any and everything in God's house. Your mind is twisted. You know, making you think you're all right. You right, now you wrong. That's what's going on. Oh, my God. Oh, let's go to Romans. Lord, help me. Lord, help me to help somebody along this way. I mean, y'all think it's, oh, my God, you ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to get worse. I'm telling you, I was just so disturbed by what I saw with Deidre Haddon. And, you know, and not only him, but all the other preachers that's just doing anything in the name of Jesus, the preacher up there dancing to his dead wife body. I mean, come on, singing and love song. Come on, y'all. Look like you were happy she's gone to me. But anyway, I'm telling you, it's a sad time. These people were paid to destroy you, to take you away from truth. And that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. They're taking you away from truth. I said Romans chapter 1. Lord, I thank you for your word. It's the only thing keeping me. God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I couldn't make it without it. I couldn't take it. With all this stuff we said, oh, my God, I don't know how to worry you will make it without him. He said, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men who hold in the truth in unrighteousness, y'all. He said, because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it unto him to them. We see it. Don't you see what's going on? Can't you see the signs of judgment? Can't you see how people have abandoned God? These preachers have abandoned truth. They're not preaching the gospel. They're not even living the gospel. They're taking you even further away from God. Judgment is coming. There's going to be eternal judgment, y'all. That judgment that separates you from God by you not obeying God, not living by his word, not seeking his face, but you're seeking these preachers. They got to die just like you and give an account just like you. Seek God while he may be found, y'all. There's a judgment that's coming in Revelation, a tribulation. Judgment is coming. They say, the Bible says there's going to be a time like never before. Oh, my God. And if you think this bad, it's going to be worse than this. You know, the Bible says, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man shall return. Oh, my God. Remember, it was only Noah and his family. Only 8 people made it. They said, well, 12 billion back then, and, you know, and it's 6 billion now. Well, how many you think going to make it now? Was more people back then than it is now. And what? What you think? How many people you think going to make it this time? My God. Only eight people. That's something to think about. Out of all the people in the world, you know, sometimes you may feel like, well, hey, I'm the only one standing for Christ. Oh, my God. But you keep standing. Keep holding on. To God's unchanging hand. Oh, judgment has begun. Let's go to Matthew 24. Matthew 24 and 24 says, now I'm telling you, judgment must begin, and it has begun. Matthew 24 said, and verse 5 said, for many shall come in my name, saying that I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And that's what's going on. These creatures acting like they, you know, they serving Christ, and they came in his name. Oh, my God, but they say they're going to deceive many. They deceiving many. They deceiving masses of people. Oh, my God. So just because it's big or a crowd, that doesn't mean it's God. I mean, when you got infection in your body swells. Do that mean that's a good thing in there? No, it don't. It means it's infection. It could be poison in your body. Oh, come on. It says in verse 6, and they shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. We hear rumors of wars every day. Don't y'all hear? Do you look at the news? You see trouble all around about us? It's a terrible time. It's all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. It says, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And don't we see that in famine and pestilence? Oh, my goodness, just got over COVID, you know. Oh, come on, y'all. It used to be AIDS. And, oh, come on, y'all. It's saying earthquakes in diverse places. We heard of earthquakes. We have heard of tornadoes in places that you ain't never heard them being there before. That's a lot going on. Judgment. That's a judgment. Oh, my God. We look around, we see the church today. Oh, my God. I feel so sorry. Yes, I do. I feel so sorry because it's disappointing. It's sad. It's a shame. We're supposed to be true believers. But what you're saying today is a lot of fake, phony, false prophets. They're saying they loving you and they destroying you. They blinding your mind, taking you everywhere but to God. Judgment's coming, like I said, just like in the days of Noah. Oh, yes. They believed back then, looking at him, saying, oh, look at old crazy man over there talking about Jesus is coming, flood is coming, and all that. And they didn't want to hear it, and people don't want to hear it today. They don't want to hear you, you know, talk about Jesus coming, and they don't want you to talk about these preachers and stuff and the mess they doing that ain't right. No, they enjoying it. They loving it. Their minds have been sealed with a hot iron, you know? Oh, my God. Call it right wrong and wrong right. Y'all need to realize that, hey, there's a reaping and sowing, honey. The Bible says you're going to reap what you sown. These preachers are going to reap what they sown. Come on now, judgment. You're going to reap it. You're going to reap what you sown for your sinful behavior. The stuff that they're doing is just not right. And people, you know, they saying, oh, it's okay. He, Deidre hadn't up there with his wife. It's his wife. It's all right. But they're in public. You know, then Deidre had to get mad about what you're saying and stuff, and then he want to lunch back at you. But, hey, when you're in the public and you're in their face, they're going to say what, you know, what they see. And you're supposed to be setting an example anyway. You're supposed to be a preacher preaching the word of God, you know, preaching truth. But what they're saying is not true. What they're saying is a lie. Every wicked, evil imagination, the Bible said, that's what men's hearts and thoughts, that's what they're doing. Let's go to Genesis. Yeah. That's what's going on. I'm telling you, if you can just do anything, you can act like you're in the bed, in public, which, you know, you're supposed to be a man of God, preaching the word of God, trying to lead people to Christ. But no, y'all found this is a money scam. Uh-huh, y'all done made it. Y'all got more money than you could ever, you know, probably spend. And you at the expense of these people's souls. They giving y'all money. They running to these concerts, you know, and they getting broke and you getting richer and they can't see that you using them for their souls. You know, and Kirk Franklin got a record coming, talking about for your soul right in your face. The devil telling you exactly what they want you to know. It's for your soul. They're giving you, they taking you away, letting you sing, trying to be the Sunday's best and all that kind of mess. Oh, my God. You will be the best when you give your life to Christ. It will be your best life. And there won't be the one that Joel Osteen talking about your best life now. Here on this earth? No. That's, oh, no, they're leading you a straight line to you. The Bible said in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, and God saw the wickedness of men was great in the earth. And he said it's wicked again. It's great in the earth right now. These preachers doing in and everything. All in the name of Jesus, leading you astray, false prophet, you know, telling you, leading you away from God, you know, trying to receive God. They got you receiving money. Want you prosperity here, prosperity there, home here. You can get them, you can get those things when you seek ye God. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. You can get a house without going astray. You can get a house. You can get a car. Honest. That's what you can do. You got them work. These pastors, no. They want y'all to take care of them. And they get a mansion. They want a bigger mansion. The more you get, the more you want. Flesh is never satisfied. Flesh is never pleased. The word of God said, and for God saw the wickedness of man in the earth, and we see it today, the wickedness of man, leaders, false apostles and chief apostles. Everybody want to be great in the eyesight of man and not in the eyesight of God. You know, oh my God, saying y'all get y'all reward right here. You sure live. Mm-hmm. Your trophies that don't talk, don't hear, don't move, can't do nothing. Put it on your mantle, on your dresser, and look at it. Y'all stood up there and cried over that mess. Over something, a piece of metal. That don't even make sense. Tell you, the devil can do a lot of things to your mind. And this Bible just is telling you that, because it said, God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of his thoughts, of his heart, was only evil continuously. And we see that today. We see that today. I mean, the stuff that these people doing is, oh my God, it's just crazy. It don't even make sense, the mess they doing, you know. All in the name of Jesus. All in the name of Jesus. There are consequences, though. There are consequences. You're going to reap what you sow. We got to realize that, you know, that these people hate God. They ain't loving God. Mm-mm. It's abomination what they doing. They abandon God, and they taking you away from truth so you can lose your eyesight, so you can't see. They perverted. Like I said, with a sexual, they sexual perversion in the house of God, just like Eli's son. You know, Eli was a priest. He's supposed to have been controlling his sons, you know, getting his sons under control with the word of God. But he didn't correct his sons. And these people today are not being corrected. These leaders don't want to be corrected. And you know there was a consequence. Judgment came for Eli's son. Death. Yeah. Running the women in the church, sleeping with this one and sleeping with that one. And, you know, he's supposed to have, you know, rebuked his sons. And ain't nobody rebuking nobody. These pastors still up there. They perverted, still up there. Yeah, there was a story about Jimmy Swaggart. And, you know, I remember way back, you know, in the early 70s, Jimmy Swaggart, or early 70s, or the 80s, when Jimmy Swaggart and Jimmy and Tammy, Baker and all them, come on now. These was leaders. That was the fall of America. This nation had forgotten God, I'm telling you, and it's still going on. It's done got worse because nobody was corrected. They still up before people. You know, Jamal Bryant, you know, had a wife and had children in the church, messing with other women in the church. Come on, y'all. Eli had to correct, supposed to correct his son. He didn't. And ain't nobody correcting nobody. And nobody telling them that it's wrong. They know. They know it's wrong. And they leading you wrong. Ed along, you know, talking about, you know, homosexual and all that stuff. And then he, look at him. See how he do? Oh, my God. Todd Bentley and all of them. Come on, y'all. Look it up. Look it up. I mean, the perversion in the house of God, it's been going on for years. It's been going on for years, trying to wake up. It's your race. Listen up for God and God. In and everything goes in the house of God. And that's why he said judgment must begin in the house of God, because of the mess that came up in his house. He said, my house should be called a house of prayer. We're supposed to be praying. Everybody praying? The preacher stopped praying and started laying. And that's why he called them gun dogs. And come on, man. He said they're sleeping and laying down. Yeah, they're laying down. Laying down with somebody else's wife, somebody else's husband. Come on. And says it's all right. All in the name of Jesus. Then you think you're going to stand before God and say, I preached in your name. I prophesied in your name. And he's going to say, depart from me. Depart from me. I'm telling you. Guys, we better wake up. It's getting late in the evening. Sun's going down, y'all. Sun's going down. Yeah, there was a lot of preachers that failed. Ted Haggard. You know? Peter Pawpaw. All these had scandals, y'all. Sexual scandals and just scandals, you know, from falling from grace. Come on. Hillsong, all them. Earl Pope. Come on. Carl Lindsay, all of them. I'm going to name them all. Falling from grace. Mega churches. Everybody running. Mega church. Everybody running, 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 running. Ain't going nowhere. Pay been coming. These pastors, I mean, they flesh done got in the way. Yeah, flesh done got in the way. Nothing good in your flesh. Flesh will take you down. And the Bible says in Romans 1:21, it tells us, because that when they knew God, they glorify him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imagination. We just got through talking about imagination now. He said every imagination of their thoughts, of their hearts, was only evil continuously. And right here in this verse of 21, it's saying in their imagination, they became vain in their imagination. Their heart, their foolish hearts was darkened. That's what you see today, dark hearts, deceit, deceitful, lies from Satan, from the devil, false prophets lying, teaching you, saying it's okay, laying hands on you. You better know who laying hands on you. They done sold out to Satan. Yeah, for your soul. They religious. They like the Pharisees and Sadducees and the scribes. Yeah. And God called them, Jesus called them vipers and snakes. Yeah. They betrayed Jesus for money. Judas betrayed Jesus for money. These people are betraying Jesus for money. They sold out. Yeah. That's why they saying they living their best life now, because you done gave them all your money. Uh-huh. You can barely make it. Going out here getting in debt, trying to go to a conference, and you ain't no better. You know, your life ain't no better. Some of y'all done lost your husband and wife from going to these conferences. And then you pay more money the closer you get to sit. It's a game, y'all. You're loving the world and think it's the church. The word of God said in Jeremiah 23, let's go there. Oh, my God, wake up. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. Lord knows that I weep. I weep for these people's souls. It's so disturbing to me. Jeremiah 23. These prophets, I mean, these preachers, lying. Just taking you away from truth. You got to wake up. You got to change yourself. And you say you're still getting the word for yourself, not waiting for other people to give it to you. So these preachers supposed to have been giving it to you, but they're not. So you got to run and save yourself. The Bible said, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. He said, therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. That's why judgment has begun, y'all. You're going to reap what you sow. And that's what you're seeing today. People are reaping what they sown. Let's go to 1 John. I hope you go back over these scriptures. They will save your soul. The word of God, the only thing will make you whole. Ain't no man going to make you whole. Ain't no woman going to make you whole. You know, you say, well, maybe I get me a man, and I'm going to feel so much better. And I can be like everybody else. Oh, my God. Wanting to be like everybody else. Seeing what everybody else is doing, and you want to do it. Oh, my God, you're going to get the same results, honey, the same results. You got to wait on the Lord. If he got somebody for you, he going to find you. You won't have to find him. And the word of God says he that finds a wife finds a good thing. He'll find you. You don't have to go looking for him. My Lord, you got so many women just looking, just, oh, my God, looking at other women and what they got and who they got. And, oh, you want what they got. Covers me. Oh, my God. And some of the ones we got them, they wish they hadn't. You know? So sometimes you're looking at things and it looks like, oh, it's so, oh, boy, they so lovey-dovey and they so, oh, I know they got it together. And Lord have mercy. The woman suffering or either the man suffering they're going through, just putting up a show for you to make you think everything all right. Everything look right don't mean it's right, y'all. I'm telling you. It says in 1 John 2 and 15, it said, love not the world. What's going on? Why is the world and the church hooking up together? Why T.E. Jakes with Wells Fargo and Coca-Cola and all the other worldly things and people? Come on, y'all. And with, what is his name? Can't think of his name right now. But anyway, being hooked up with the world. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. I get so excited and talking so fast, I need to slow myself down. I want you to get it. I want you to understand what the enemy is trying to do. He's trying to destroy your life. He wants to take you out. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy your life. And John 10 and 10 says so. The devil comes to kill, steal, and to destroy your life. But Christ comes to give you life and that life more abundant, that life that this world can't give you. The word of God says here, it said, love not the world. And if the, look at the church. Did you have no more party? I mean, and those folks in there won't say the either. They drinking and smoking and, oh, my God, the church and the world. They're supposed to be a different in the profane and the clean. I'm telling you. It said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I didn't say it. The Bible said the love of God is not in you. It's not in you. It's not in you. If you're loving the world and loving what they're doing and you mingling with them, you know, stellar wars and all that kind of, you getting your wars right here on earth, you know? You ain't looking for no heaven reward. You getting yours right here with the world. It said loving the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in you. The word of God said so. Don't say the red church said it. The word of God said so. It said, for all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. Examine yourself. See where you at. Come on, check yourself. See where you at. You in the world? You loving the world? You doing what the world doing? You hanging? You partying with them? You sitting in their company? You doing it? You going to their little parties? And, you know, you think, I'm a saint. I'm in here. You know, it's all right for me to be in here. Honey, you ain't delivering nobody. And you went to the party. The party want a place to deliver them. Because they ain't listening to you. They partying. They drinking. They mind ain't even clear. And you, how can you think with an unsober mind? You got to have a sober mind, a clear mind. The word of God said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And if you had Christ Jesus in your life, you wouldn't be at the party. And you wouldn't be in their company. I don't care if it's your sister, brother, whoever. If you got Jesus on the inside of you for real, you should be out. There should be a difference. They should see a difference. They should be able to say, oh, my sister's really safe for real. She ain't going to come in our company. She ain't going to be around. That's why we're dancing and partying and all that stuff. What Christ was really in you. Examine yourself. Where are you? If you're still hanging with the world, something wrong with it. The word of God says so. He said, if you're loving the world, the love of the Father is not in you. You can witness to your sisters and brothers and mom and all that without being up under them and with them doing what they're doing and being around them while they're doing it. Oh, my God. You're supposed to be a difference. Supposed to be a light that's shining in the midst of darkness. They people does not savor in darkness. And you're supposed to be the light that's shining. Oh, my God. He that committed sin is of the devil. That's in John 3:8. Let's go there. 1 John 3:8. Oh, my God. It's Jesus. 3:8. It said, he that committed sin is of the devil. So anybody that's practicing sin, you practicing sin. It's examination time now. The word of God said he that's practicing sin, committed sin, which means practicing sin, is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. That's his job. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. He's sinning. He's killing. He's murdering. He don't love you. He's destroying you. He said, but look, the word of God said, but for this purpose, the Son of God, which is Jesus, were manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. And if you're on Christ's side, you're supposed to be destroying the works of the devil. You're supposed to be standing for truth. You're supposed to be standing for righteousness. Your fruit should be rooted in Christ. Matthew 7:15-20. Matthew. Thank you for your word, God. I pray that somebody will take your time. Examine yourself. See where you are. Ask the Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me. Oh, yeah. New mercy, new grace today. Oh, my God, our attitude has to change when Christ come in. Oh, yes. The word of God says in Matthew 7 and 15. Beware of false prophets. Did you hand in all them? Come on, these preachers. Come on. Be aware of them. T.D. Jakes and all them. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Now look, all your clothes off. Sexual revolution everywhere. Oh, my God. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they're raven wolves. Oh, yeah, he said the wolves is coming. Oh, yeah, they come. And we're going to look around. Look at the wolves. They're coming in packs, I'm telling you. You got all these kind of, all these preachers standing up there, Verner, what's his name, R.E. Verner, R.A. Banner, Verner, whatever his name, up there talking about F.U. Come on now, come on, the world, come on. Your mouth, God changes you from the inside out. He cleans you up. He cleans your profane mouth, your filthy mouth. He cleans it up. These pastors cussing and think it's okay. Think it's okay. Somebody in Jesus' name. The devil's a liar. He said, beware of this. Y'all beware of it. He said, and now we're talking about the fruits now. In verse 18, it said, a good tree cannot bear forth evil fruit. We're seeing some evil fruit. We're seeing some ripe fruit, y'all. These pastors doing some stuff that they ought not to be doing, saying some stuff they ought not be saying, going places they ought not be going. In the name of Jesus, their root, you see it. You see their fruit from the root. It said, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. It said, every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. It's no good. It's for no good. They're thrown in the fire. It said, therefore, by their fruit you shall know them. Oh, yeah. We know you. We seeing your fruit. It's nasty. It's rotten. It ain't holding. God don't do that stuff y'all doing. Mm-mm. This flesh that dance and partying and, you know, and cussing and money-hungry preachers, you know, abusing the people by using them, not teaching them truth. Everything going down but the word of God. Everything, everything, everything. Judgment has begun. Yeah, it has. Now let's go to Romans. No, let's go to Colossians. Y'all may see I'm going long. But you can go to the movies and sit there for 3 hours. But don't want to hear nothing about the word of God. It ain't been no 3 hours I've been talking to you. You whatever you want to do, you do. But when it comes to the word of God that may save your soul, nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to hear that. We're going to give you the word over here. T.D. Jakes up there talking about, you know, he loves jazz and they love rock and roll and they love all kinds of music and stuff. But let me tell you, you just can't sing any kind of song to God. Some, you know, I love song for God. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, you just think you can just offer God anything and he's just going to accept anything. Can't accept. We just can't give God anything and think he's going to accept it. All your dirty flesh is a mess because the Bible said there's nothing good in your flesh. And that's what we see, flesh everywhere in God's house. Women's legs sewed up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I'm afraid he's dancing. Sit down. And pray. Sit down. Sit down. Read your word. Sit down. Lord have mercy. And cover up everything out in the church. Preachers with their breath out, butt out, everything in the house of God. And y'all said this is right. No, it's not. No, it's not. He said rebuke it. And that's what we're doing. Call it out. That's what we're doing. Paul warned his son Timothy in the Lord.
And I'm trying to warn you here at the Reddit Church. We're trying to warn you. It's up to you. It's still up to you. At the end of the day, it's up to you who you going to choose to serve. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Choose you. Personally. Choose who you want to serve. Me and my house will serve the Lord. You know, you're going to honor him, you know, in my house. Yes, Lord. We honor God over here. I mean, like I said, y'all think y'all can just sing anything to God, and God's just going to accept it. Y'all can hump, bump, and crump. Oh, yeah. Oh, and God's going to accept that. No, he's not. No, he's not. Colossians 3. And verse 16. The word of God says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Y'all, I mean, these pastors ain't got no wisdom. They ain't got no discernment. Something going on here. It's a teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual song, singing with grace in your heart unto the Lord. What kind of song they singing? And what kind of humping and bumping they doing? It ain't the grace of the Lord. Oh, no. They ain't singing unto the Lord. Won't be unto these false prophets and false teachers and preachers. Wake up, y'all. Wake up. Yes, the Bible tells us what types of songs we to sing unto the Lord, because these songs that they're singing is off the altar of Baal. These songs, I'm telling you, they flesh me. They love songs, you know, that you want to sing in the bed to your husband or your wife, and some that ain't your husband and wife. Bumping, humping, grumping. And these kind of songs are the songs we're supposed to give unto the Lord that you're going to twerk to it? And songs, no, not even the songs, Kirk Franklin, Summer, September. And then some people using the song Reason for Weddings, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Kim Daniel and them up there, and Kim Burrell with George Clinton's song. Come on, y'all. All these worldly songs that you done got off the altar of Baal, offering it up to God, to a holy God. Oh, no, he ain't going to accept this one. He said holiness without no man, no woman, to see the Lord. Holiness without y'all. Oh, no. We got to live holy. We got to live right. Oh, yes, righteous living. Oh, yes. Just can't sing an old song. Mm-mm. singing a song in a strange land. Oh, my God, they singing songs. But somebody done bewitched you from the truth. Done turned you away. They're stumbling blocks. These pastors are stumbling blocks. Yeah. Satan is deceiving and blinding your mind. You keep on trying to get your trophies and everything. My Lord's getting us ready for that great day. Who's going to be able to stand? The word of God says, Psalms 9:5, thou hast rebuked the heathens. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out the name forever and ever. Oh, thy enemies, destructions are coming to a perpetual end. Oh, yes. And thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his stone for judgment. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. Oh, yes. He's judging everything that's not like him. Oh, yes. The word of God said, you know, there's so much going on. He said they're changing the word of God into a lie. They deceiving you. He said in Romans chapter 1:25, he said, who changed the truth of God and worshiping and serving the creatures. They serving each other. These men and women are serving each other, y'all. They're not serving the Creator. They, you know, they worshiping each other. You know, they rejected God's word and rejecting, you know, his truth. Now, you can do whatever you want to do. Be with whoever you want to be with. You know, men with men and women with women. Read in that scripture. Read it. Read the whole scripture, and it will set you free today if you just read it and believe it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and praise you for this day. We thank you for your word on today. God, it's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Covers, keep us, and bless us indeed. Minister life to all those that heard the word on today. God, help us to examine ourselves, see whether we be in the faith on today. We thank you, God, for our families. We thank you for the sensitive nation to change, God. Change their hearts. Change their mind. These leaders, bring them back to the fold before time is too late, God. We pray for them. We lift them up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus that their trees will be chopped down like Nebuchadnezzar, that they may see you high and lifted up, and they will come to their senses in these last and evil days. In Jesus' name we pray, and the devil's defeated, God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is present in the earth today, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you, Ready Church.
just want to stand right here, lift my hands and say, you're worthy, God, you're worthy, so worthy to be